What would be the best way to describe the Western winter wet season that just concluded and how it has shaped the upcoming water supply situation this spring and summer for the region?
In a very brief two-word nutshell, the words would be warm and wet.
And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey illustrates the point by looking at some of the state-by-state rankings for the period between the start of October to the end of March, with those rankings going back 121 years. On the warm side,
looking at the temperature numbers coming in, it was the warmest October to March period on record for Montana, the third warmest in Wyoming, the fourth warmest in Washington, California, and Idaho. And in fact, if you look at all 11 Western states, they were in the top 15 of those 121 years.
During the same time period, measuring wetness, as in total precipitation,
number one on the list was Washington State. They had their sixth wettest October to March period. We had two other states in the top 20, those being Nevada at 15th wettest and Oregon 19th wettest.
Now, California actually was a split state in terms of total wetness, on the normal to above normal side in the north and very dry in the south.
You average it all out, and it came out to be the 43rd wettest winter for California in 121 years. For the state as a whole, obviously that's not a drought breaker.
So Southern California faces its fifth consecutive year of drought, while the northern half of the Golden State instead notes vast improvement in their total water supply from previous years. The dryness in Southern California is also evident in the desert southwest, as illustrated by the wetness ranking of Arizona.
The driest state of all of the 11 Western states. We did have that encouraging start with storms through January, but the dryness late in the season dropped Arizona down to their 53rd driest October to March period during the 121 years of record.
Contributing to both below normal snowpack levels and adding to well below normal reservoir levels. Yet Rippey says perhaps the perfect illustration of what has entailed these last few months can be found in Nevada. As mentioned previously, that state recorded its 15th wettest period on record this past season. Having said that,
because of the four-year drought, as we went into the winter of 2015-16, reservoirs in that state were actually running less than 10% of average storage. So we have seen what I would call fairly dramatic improvement, but that has only brought the statewide storage in Nevada to just under 50% of average storage on April 1st.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.